Blog Talk Radio.
Out there in radio land, praise God. I'm Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministry, located in Baltimore, Maryland. Also, we have a number two church in Lakeland, Florida. Sunshine of Faith International Ministry is number two. We thank you today for being on another Wednesday. Praise God, I'm sitting in for Pastor and Co-Pastor White. Praise the Lord, and we thank God for them. Amen, praise the Lord. And I thank God for the radio listeners. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus, because you are God, and besides you, there is no other. Oh, my God, there is no other. Praise God, and we love you, Lord. God, we come to you with a repentant heart. Ask you, Lord, to forgive us for all of our sins in the precious name of Jesus that is still standing before us in the day of judgment. Amen. Thank God for all the pastors, Sunshine Ministries, all the saints of God. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord. Praise God. We want good thoughts. We want good thoughts about people. We don't want bad thoughts. Amen, praise God, because God is a righteous God. And God don't want us not loving one another, disrespecting one another. You know, that's not of God. Oh, my God, that's not of God. Amen, praise God. And God wants us to be a blessing to one another. He wants us to encourage one another. Praise God. Tune in. Praise God. You may call this number at 319-527-6036. Again, the number is 319-527-6036. Call in, praise God. Amen. And listen, amen, to what thus says the Lord. Amen, praise God. Uh-huh. Yeah, so we bless God, and I know you all enjoyed your family on July the 4th. Amen, because I sure did, praise God. We had a beautiful time. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good when you can get together and have a good time. Some say good time in Zion. Don't you want to go? Amen, praise God. And we bless the Lord. We love the Lord. Don't you love him? Praise God, don't you love him? And we love the Lord. Hallelujah. We love him because he first loved us. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. So we bless God today. I'm not going to be before you long. Amen. Because the word is already in. And we got to use what we got. Some people not ready yet. They're not ready to serve God. They're not ready to do right. Praise God. They're not ready to pray. They're not ready to read the word of God. They are not ready even to seek God. Because the Bible tells us in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. How many people today is seeking after God's righteousness? That's the word. The word tells us. I'm going to Matthew 6:33 because I want to read it right. Amen, praise God. So we are so blessed. We are so blessed. Amen. Matthew chapter 6. Mm-hmm. 6 and verse 33. We need to take this in. We're not giving God enough. of our time. We're not giving God enough of our time. We're wasting a lot of time on wasteful things, things that don't pertain to God, things that God is not rejoicing about. Amen, praise God. But Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, reads like this, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Don't worry about the material things. God wants us to seek him first. Huh? God wants us to bless him first. We going around seeking everybody, everything but God, for God like we used to. Then the word of God says, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil." The Lord is tired of us seeking after unrighteous things, dwelling in unclean things, being a part of unclean things. When God's word is true, we say we believe in the word. But myself, sometimes, I'm telling you, it's bad. Even myself sometimes says, "Well, why this and why that?" But I know what the word says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Everything else going to be added up unto us. Everything going to be taken care of. We're not going to come short. Come on, y'all. We carrying ourselves in a different way than the word. The word is right. God is putting many of us on a test now, because he said we testify, we love him, and we testify, I read the word, and I pray, and I do this. God said, "Well, wait a minute, let me put Apostle Osborne on the test. Says she can take this." Sometimes we think we can take things we can't. Sometimes we say we love God. Where's our love? If you love God, I love him, we obey him. That's a commandment. Commandment from God. We need help. Things come up. Instead of us going to God, we go to people. People are not going to tell you things right if they ain't doing right. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Even if you want a house, a car, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, a wife, a job, all these things, we got to seek God about it. Somebody said, "See, God, I already went to my brother. I already went to my pastor. I already went to my friends down the street." Says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." Let's see God today as ever before. He knows what we need. Now the word of God says, David said, "I will bless the Lord at all times. I will." He didn't say Mary Osborne. This is a personal thing. "I will continually praise him out of my mouth." How many of us got up this morning, fell on our knees and prayed? How many of us read the Bible this morning? How many of us picked up that phone and prayed for somebody? That's the kind of people God wants. He wants dependable people, people he can depend on. God bring us out of something, bring our children out, bring our parents out, bless us financially and all. We're going to serve him. As soon as God starts blessing, we start messing. We need to seek him. Time is winding up. That's why we begin to have all these storms. And look how God protects us. Every now and then he takes somebody's loved one, which our hearts go out for them. It could have been us and one of our loved ones. But God allowed us our moments to roll on a little while longer. That's why we got to stay prayed up. No matter what we're going through, all of us, no special person, all of us prayed up. We don't know when Jesus is coming. The Son of Man don't even know. You don't know Jesus, get to know him. He don't have no respect of a person. Somebody said, well, I don't know how to pray. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Pray the way you feel. And if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. So a lot of us getting stuff God ain't gave it to us. God didn't give it to us. Sometimes I don't even feel worthy. I don't. Because I know I haven't prayed like I should. I haven't read that Bible like I should. I haven't called people like I should and prayed with them. Visited the sick in the nursing home, which we can't go in. I don't think that much now. But we need to do what we can do. Call each other up. Pray for each other. If you members in the church, you ought to pick up that phone and call somebody and tell them you love them. And I'm praying for you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. See, we are righteous people. We're not just anybody. God bound us, breathed into us, and made us righteous. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not righteous. God, you know, God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. But some people are not ready yet. They're not ready yet. Seek the Lord. Draw unto the Lord while he's near. Call upon his name. Great is he that's in you than he that's in the world. We serve a great God. God got angels watching over us. He got angels while we are sleeping. People around our doors. We don't know what they're doing at night or during the day. God's protection is all around all of us. That's why we got to seek him, thanks of God. We got to seek God. Don't get high-minded. We got to seek him. I know you all love the Lord. Y'all love the Lord. So let's seek the Lord while he is yet here and while we're still in the land of the living. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God bless us with a house, a car, or with money, or with clothes, or whatever, furniture. We just as happy as we can be for about 2 weeks. Then we done went back in our little shell again. Come out the shell. Come out the shell. We done start doing things that we never thought we would do. but God is still giving us a chance. That's why he said we ought to repent daily. How many of us do that? How many of us really repent every day? How many of us? I can just barely count them on my finger. And me too. The word of God starts with us. Some people are losing their anointing. Some people don't have the power they used to have. Some people don't speak in tongues. Some people don't speak blessings on people. You all have lost your anointing. We better hold on to what we got. Time is winding up. Tornado was so close to my sister's house. I know that was God. I had that tornado go another way. But God is warning us. He can strike anytime. Don't let him catch us with our work undone or catch us in the wrong place. God heals us. We forget all about that. We so happy. And when the month's out, we go back to the same little ways we had. Then something happened. We blame God. No, we can't blame God. God gives us chances on top of chances. Amen. Amen. So we bless the Lord. I just wanted to say those little words today from the Spirit. Amen. Whatever in my spirit, that's what I spoke out. Amen. Praise God. Because God wants our attention. He just don't want it on Sunday. He wanted 7 days a week. God wants our time. We cannot put nothing before God. Because all good and perfect things come from above. Everything God allow us to have is only going to last for a little while. But God said, I want to bless y'all. I want you to enjoy this. I want you to enjoy that. I want to share this with you all. Don't give up on God and he won't give up on you. Amen. But we bless the Lord. I came from Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 33. Give a shout out for the Lord. Give a shout out for God. Y'all know we're not in God like we're supposed to be. Amen. Truth is the light. We done lost joy and everything. Might not have lost it all. But that's why I say the little bit we got, we better hold on to it. Hold to what you got. Amen. Jesus loves us. He loves us. It's one thing about God. He loves us in spite of all. Amen. So I just thank God for you all tuning in today. Amen. Praise God. And we come on 5 days a week. Really, it's supposed to be 7. And 6 days a week. And we're going to feel that Sunday. Praise God. Amen. And Minister Ella Mack come on tomorrow night. Minister Yvette, she's not feeling well. She might come on, him and her together. And Prophet Loretta come on Friday. Amen. And Pastor Johnson come on Saturday. So what more do we want? We getting the word? Come on now, let's not cheat God. God don't cheat us. Let's not cheat God. So we bless God. Amen. Wishing y'all a happy Wednesday. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tune in tomorrow. Same time, 5:30. Praise God. And you've been listening to the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries 1 and 2. Amen. One is in Baltimore, Maryland. One located in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. And until the next time, this is Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn saying, Jesus love you, and so do I. Oh, and I do want my spiritual daughter, Apostle Nettie Durrell, gone home with the Lord. Her birthday was on yesterday. She's well missed. And I do want to say this to the family. Amen. Keep being encouraged. Keep holding them good memories in your mind. Praise God and all. And about your mom and your aunt. Praise God and all. And your his all of y'all, especially to her children and her grandchildren. And we thank God. And want y'all to be encouraged. This is Apostle Ogburn. Praise God. I'm here for you. Call me, area code 301-732-0461. And wishing my daughter heavenly birthday. Praise God. So, till the next time, this is Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn saying, God loves you, and so do I. And I'll see you when I see you.